They're having the threats on the outside like Alshon and Torrey. Did you see the defense maybe playing a little differently than times last year, and it opens up some things over the middle?
I think you saw it a little bit. I think you'll see it even more going forward. Some things open up. Obviously, we missed a couple down the field. To Torrey, we just got to get on the same page. I got to hit him on those ones. But if nothing else, people saw that Torrey can get behind the defense, you know, and it's going to open up some things, I think, even more going forward for guys like Zach Ertz, Nelson Aguilar in the slot, Darren Sproles underneath. You know, I think that's kind of the name of our game, and we just got to find the right balance of taking those shots and staying underneath.
Chiefs defense, how big of a challenge are they for you this week coming up?
Yeah, they're solid. You know, Chiefs defense is very solid. You know, they fly around, they make plays. They don't mix it up too much because what they do, they're really good at. You know, so it's going to really just come down to executing and just lining up. You know, they're going to have a pretty good sense of what we do, obviously, and we feel we have a pretty good feel for their defense as well. It's just going to come down to making plays.
Of course, I've already left venue as well. Just talk about having to deal with that challenge in terms of how you prepare for that this week.
Yeah, you know, obviously that's quite the Arrowhead Stadium. There's quite the atmosphere. I've heard nothing but great things. Obviously, their fans, I'm sure, will come out rocking. We just got to be able to handle the noise and be on our P's and Q's in terms of our communication.
Speaking of that, last year, having that experience playing in Seattle,
yeah,
Seattle and Kansas City kind of go back and forth about who has the loudest, but talk about the experience you got with that and how that helps you in year two.
Yeah, you know, playing in Seattle last year obviously helped a lot with dealing with the noise and those, you know, the nonverbal communication and things. And I think right away it was like kind of like, holy smokes, this is loud. But once you get into it, you kind of have a plan. And now that we've handled that before, we have a number of guys that are back. I think that'll help us for this week.
Carson, Doug said you guys worked on more stuff under center this offseason. Just what does that give the offense? What are kind of the benefits of it?
Yeah, I think it just makes us more complex, more versatile. We're able to do a number of our running game, play action game, both from the gun and under center. You know, I was under center a lot in college, so I've always felt comfortable playing under center. We can do some different things, some different run game things. So, again, it just makes us more versatile, more complex.
After week one, what do you take from your offense in terms of what you guys did, what you wanted to do, and apply that to game two?
I think the biggest thing we learned is we can be dynamic. I think we definitely still left some plays on the field. The two turnovers are things that I personally and really all of us got to clean up. So there's definitely some good, some bad. Our defense last game obviously played outstanding and really kept us in that one. It was a good team win, but we just got to just be sharp when those plays are there to be made. We got to make them.
When there's so much familiarity between teams, like the coaches and some of these guys play for Coach Reed, Benny's over there now. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
I think at the end of the day, it's all a wash. You know, obviously they know us, we know them. So it's to some extent kind of just a wash. And like I said earlier, it's just going to really come down to players making plays. And you know, we're excited for it though. We're excited for that matchup.
Quite a run for Bismarck, North Dakota, yeah, with Miss America. Yeah. What did you think of that shout-out?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Obviously, Kara, I knew her a little bit in high school. It's really cool for her. You know, it's really cool. I don't really follow Miss America too much, but obviously now I've heard all about it, so that's pretty cool for Bismarck, for Century High School. My buddy was calling me the other night when she won. He's like, yeah, you're old news now in Bismarck. So that's pretty cool.
Were either of you voted most likely to something?
I don't remember. That was too long ago.
But she said that you were an inspiration to her. Did you see that?
What'd I did
you
think see of that. That. I did see that. That's cool. You know, obviously, we're very similar in age. But, you know, the idea of playing this game and having this platform, the hope is to be a role model and inspiration to kids. Obviously, it's a little different when we're close to the same age like that. But I think that's just the cool part of this game and showing that it can be done no matter where you come from. Whatever it is that you're pursuing in life.
Of course, you talk about all the students you've got in 1 year. What about Doug as dad calls when he's out there in 1 year?
Yeah, I mean, he's very similar. He's very similar. The thing I love about Doug is he's always just composed, you know, whether it's a good play, bad play, he's just on to the next. And I think he does a great job calling plays and knowing when to mix it up. Tempo, with huddle, no huddle, empty, you name it. I think we've just really started to click even more, be on the same page going through camp, and it's really exciting just to see where we keep going together. But I've really been a fan of the way he's been calling plays and calling games.
Do you now know sometimes what he's going to call before he calls it?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'll run over there and say, you know, I'm thinking this, and he's usually pretty cool with that. So just that relationship we have has been nothing but positive, and I think it's just going to keep growing.
In terms of the scramble drill plays, you've spoken in the past, and so has Flip, about using your feet to get first downs.
Yep.
What's the thought process between planting your feet and throwing and tucking it away and running?
Yeah, at the end of the day, like I always say, I feel I'm fairly fast, but not nearly as fast to get away from these guys. So I'm going to let the playmakers make their plays and try and keep my eyes down the field. Obviously, there's a time and place for both. Are you going to be right every time? No. But like I said, I feel like there's always big plays to be made down the field when you can keep plays alive, because it's hard to cover. It's hard for a secondary player to cover for that long. And, we're going to try and make those plays when they're there, but tuck and run when the time is right.
Carson, so is it the receivers that are open that compels you to throw, or is it the space in front of you that compels you to run?
It's a combo of both. Okay. It's definitely a combo of both. And you have a sense of what your concepts were as you're dropping back, so where guys are going to be and if they're going to be covered or not. And again, it's all predicated on instincts, so sure. Things just kind of take over.
On the touchdown to Nelson, it looked like you got hit. Did you see him catch the ball? Were you able to turn around in time? Or
I did. I got hit. I got up right away because I knew it was about to be a big play, so I did see it.
Carson, you've had some success, obviously, extending plays, but you've also taken some hits and gotten into some bad situations. Do you think you need to find more of a balance there, get rid of the ball?
You're always learning. Obviously, there's good and bad when you're in the pocket dropping back. There's good and bad when you're scrambling, making plays. You gotta just try to find the happy balance, like you said. But again, it's something that's a part of our game. Something that I think I bring to the table. The receivers do a tremendous job getting open when things do break down. So we think at the end of the day, the pros would definitely outweigh the cons.
I'm following up on a conversation from last week. You said you don't want to force it in Alshon when the play's not there. Doug said the second play of the game this past week was designed for Alshon. What did you see there that made you tuck it in as opposed to throw it?
Second play. Norman. We just tried a double move on Josh, and he kind of had it locked down, and that was just kind of the nature of that play. He made a good read on it.
Doug said that you slipped on the first deep throw to Torrey. What happened? Was it the turf? What happened?
I don't know. I think I was just a little overhyped. I don't know. My foot did slip just a tiny bit, but that had nothing. I honestly don't think it made that big of a difference. So
thanks, guys.